Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The flood levels from the destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine is causing devastation across large parts of the region now, with residents facing fresh heartbreak in what's still an active war zone. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Ukraine's government says the destruction of the dam, which it blames on Russia, is threatening to leave hundreds of thousands of residents without access to drinking water. It also says it will turn what was once farmland into swamps and turn other areas into desert. Russia blames Ukraine for the disaster and has imposed a state of emergency in the areas that it controls, such as Novokakhovka, where the destroyed dam is.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Ukrainian authorities are rushing supplies of drinking water to areas affected by flooding from the collapsed dam in southern Ukraine. They're also weighing whether they might resettle residents who relied on the breached reservoir on the Dnieper River, which forms part of the front line of the 15-month war. More than 2,700 people have fled flooded areas on both the Russian and Ukrainian-controlled sides of the river, but it's not clear whether the true scale of the destruction has yet emerged in an area home to 60,000 people. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze, and in between, New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We recommend vulnerable New Yorkers stay inside, and all New Yorkers should limit outdoor activity to the greatest extent possible.
Canadian officials have expanded evacuation orders. This is VOA News. New Nigerian President Bola Tinubu had announced last week he would soon end a decades-old fuel subsidy, saying the country can no longer afford the cost, sparking panic buying. Gibson Emeka has this report from Abuja.
Nigeria annual inflation rate rose to 22.22% in April, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. Attempting to control the inflation pressure is the main reason the newly inaugurated Nigeria government says it is set to remove fuel subsidy beginning July. Since Tinubu's announcement, fuel pump prices have increased across Nigeria. Experts say this will deepen the hardship that average people face. Gibson Emeka for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Britain's Prince Harry tells a tabloid newspaper's lawyer, quote, nobody wants to be phone hacked, as the royal's time on the witness stand ends, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Prince Harry entered a London courtroom on a mission to prove that the publisher of the Daily Mirror tabloid had hacked his phone and unlawfully snooped on his life. He left the witness box, having shown he was highly suspicious of how Mirror Group newspapers had obtained information for stories about him, but without offering phone records or much other evidence to support his hacking claims. The Duke of Sussex asserted in his second day of testimony in London's High Court, I believe phone hacking was at an industrial scale across at least three of the papers at the time. That is beyond any doubt. Charles de Ledesma, London.
One of the greatest soccer players of all time is bringing his talents to the United States, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Lionel Messi is taking his talents to South Beach. Messi is set to join Inter Miami CF of Major League Soccer in the United States. The club is owned by former English soccer star David Beckham. The 35-year-old Argentinian forward spent the last two seasons with Paris Saint-Germain in France after a storied 17-year career with La Liga side Barcelona. All told, Messi has scored 806 goals across 1,027 career matches, placing him second all-time behind Cristiano Ronaldo. Messi won his first World Cup title with Argentina at last year's event in Qatar. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A former sheriff's deputy went on trial on Wednesday, charged with failing to intervene during the February 2018 shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Scott Peterson has pleaded not guilty to charges of felony child neglect, culpable negligence, and one count of perjury. The 60-year-old is believed to be the first police officer facing charges in the United States for failing to act during a school shooting. I'm Joe Ramsey.